tomorrow.
Thanks, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 2nd of July. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Malin and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Hebrides 1002, expected southern Sweden 999 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northeast 40s, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9, except in North Utsira. Rain then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Fisher, decreasing 5 later in southwest German Bight. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover. West or southwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West 4 to 6, veering northwest 3 to 5, then north 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, north or northwest 3 to 5, drizzle, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in Lundy, becoming variable 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming good. Irish Sea, northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Malin, backing west or southwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic becoming southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Stornoway, northwest, 6, drizzle. 7 miles, 1006, rising quickly. Lerwick, south-southeast, 3. Rain. 1,400 metres, 1,002, falling quickly. Lucas, west-southwest, 4. 24 miles, 1,006, now rising. Bridlington, southwest by west, 4. 1,011, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest, 5. 5 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. West southwest, 6. 5 miles, 1,022. Jersey, west by north, 4. 4 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. West southwest, 5. 1,024. Scilly Automatic, west by south, 5, missed, 2 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest, 2, moderate drizzle, 1 mile, 1,024, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west, 6, 13 miles, 1,016, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west-northwest, 7, 8 miles, 1,017, rising quickly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 2nd of July. The general situation, the United Kingdom will lie in a mainly westerly or northwesterly airflow during Thursday, although strong winds will gradually ease during the next 24 hours as high pressure builds from the southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest 4 to 6, backing west 4 or 5 later. Showers at first. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in far north, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 4 or 5, but becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in east. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 3 or 4, then north 2 or 3 later. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 5 or 6, veering northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, west or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, then backing west or southwest later. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch, northwest 5 to 7, backing west 3 to 5, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 5 to 7, backing west 4 or 5, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 5 to 7, backing west 4 or 5, then backing southwest later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Julia Lovelace.
Good morning. In 1873, the blind hymn writer Fanny Crosby was visiting her friend Phoebe Palmer Knapp, who was having a new pipe organ installed in her home. Once the organ was in situ, Palmer played her a new tune that she had recently composed, but one that had no lyrics. Once she had finished, she turned to her friend and asked her, "What do you think the music says?" Crosby replied, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." The two wrote the rest of the hymn there and then, composing one of the most beloved tunes in the Christian hymnal. It speaks of the assurance that we have in God, that because of his work on the cross to reconcile us to him once again, we have access to fullness of life and the promise of a remarkable and beautiful eternal future. And surely that assurance is something we are all longing for, in a world that feels so uncertain and fragile, where so much changes so quickly. This hymn reminds us of the deep steadiness of God. Not a life free from difficulty or pain, but the quiet confidence that we are known, held, and loved by him through it all. Fanny Crosby faced immense hardship in life, losing her sight as a baby, yet her hymns are filled not with bitterness, but with joy and hope. She understood that true assurance is not found in circumstances, but in the unchanging character of Christ. And so today, I join in with her words. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I with my Saviour am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness,